Several miles off the coast of the New Hampshire-Maine border, there's a place called Star Island. And if you ever have a chance to go there, here's what you would see.
You would see just a giant expanse of sea and sky. That would be the first thing that would strike you.
This is Alexandra De Steiger. For the past 20 years, she's been Star Island's solo winter caretaker.
The island itself is rather bare. It's very scrubby, a lot of rocks, a lot of big ledges. And then on one portion of the island, there's the big old hotel. So it sort of looms up out of the rock. It has this sense of the past. Most of the buildings are very old, including the hotel. So it feels like you've been dropped not only in place, but in time. It's so quiet. That's the other thing about the island is there's no modern noise. There's no noise of any kind other than the ocean, the surf, and the lighthouse horn. Sometimes the bell buoy ringing when the seas get big. But other than that, it's extremely quiet.
De Steiger winters alone on Star Island. She has an internet connection, if she wants it. She also has her camera. Her ghostly beautiful seascapes and landscapes are collected in the book Small Island, Big Picture, Winters of Solitude, Teach an Artist to See. Alexandra De Steiger is also an accomplished sailor, so she says the splendid, frost-bitten solitude of a Star Island winter was a natural fit.
I was always attracted by the ocean. I wanted to go to sea, even as a young person, so when I was 18, I shipped out on my first ship. It was a tall ship out of Gloucester, Massachusetts, the Regina Maris. And I ended up being a sailor for about, 9 years on long sea voyages. And then I was visiting a shipmate who was working on Appledore Island, one of the Isles of Shoals. And he said, you know, you should come out, see the Isles of Shoals, they're gorgeous. And I lived in New Hampshire, so I'd never been. And it just so happened that they were looking for a caretaker over on Star Island. And we went over, and I was interviewed, and they hired
me. You were interviewed. What were they looking for in a caretaker?
They were looking for someone who could live remotely and who understood, you know, things about generators and the wind. You know, being a sailor, it was kind of a perfect fit because, you know, I knew how bad storms could be.
So you're there all winter long,
yeah.
Off the grid, as you said. What do you do for food, for running water?
There's a cistern under the building that I live in, and so I collect rainwater off the roof. Sometimes I'll run out of water, and I have to pump it from the well, which is across the other side of the island. So that could be a bit of a hassle in winter because everything freezes quickly. But for food, my partner Brad visits, and he comes and brings food. So I'll email him a big list of groceries, and he'll bring it out.
So you're the only person on the island all winter long?
Yes. Well, I'm the only person on all nine of the islands. There's nine, and they all become deserted.
And how do you revel in that solitude? I mean, how do you deal with it?
I love solitude. I just it feels like I have this whole wild enclave to myself. And I think as an artist, I get a lot out of solitude because there's a centering that happens when you're alone. You know, when you're with someone, there's always this distraction of, you know, are they enjoying themselves? But when you're alone, there's no one to interact with but yourself. So it's a way to just become quiet and to center on what's around you.
On the other hand, though, I'm curious, you're on an island by yourself. Have there ever been any wild moments that were frightening?
Yeah, the storms out there can be very severe. So there was one year where there was a 91-mile-an-hour storm, and I was there alone, and I stayed inside because with the big old buildings, often the roofing tiles will fly off and parts of the building will blow away. But even inside, it's scary because the whole house vibrates and the window glass just bows inward and you could see it. It almost looks like it's breathing. There was another storm, too, where a door on the near the hotel roof had blown in half. It just ripped in half. And so I went up with a piece of plywood. This was after the storm, but it was still quite windy. And I got up there on the roof with this plywood. And I realized that the roof itself was a sheet of ice. It was a flat portion of the hotel roof. And so being a sailor, this was really fun for me. I was able to just angle that plywood, and I sailed myself across that roof. And I set that piece of plywood up against that door, and the wind held it in place, and I was able to screw it there. And
a plywood spinnaker. Like, who would have thought?
Right? Yeah, that worked out really well.
Now, we have to talk about the fact that you're an artist as well, and you're a photographer, and I've seen some of the pictures that you've taken on the island, and they are so beautiful.
Thank you.
So can you tell me about how looking through the lens of your camera and that way of seeing, what do you see around the island when you're doing that?
I guess the way I go about it is when I go out to photograph, I don't think about photographing. What I'll do instead is what's more natural to me, which is to just go out and sit on the rocks and wander about and thoroughly enjoy being there. And then taking pictures is almost an afterthought, you know, of just the sheer enjoyment of the experience. So then making images becomes a way to participate further with that enjoyment.
Well, I was thinking about the title of your book, right, which is Small Island, Big Picture, Winters of Solitude, Teach an Artist to See.
When I first arrived, you know, everything is new. And when you're in a new place, it's exciting to take pictures of everything because you've not seen anything before. And that's how it was for me. But then after a few years, I realized that, you know, this is a very small place and there's only so many things here to photograph. And I was a little worried that that would become limiting. And then slowly I realized it was not limiting at all because there's always more to see. If you sit quietly in a spot, these subtle things that you never would have noticed start to stand out.
So I guess on that note, let me just ask you, you're going out for your 20th winter on Star Island. What's the first thing you're going to do? What's the first thing you usually do?
The first thing I will do, I think, is head out to the rocks on the east side where the ledges are high, and I'll probably stand there and I'll just soak it all in and prepare myself for another long winter alone.
Alexandra De Steiger is a photographer and winter caretaker of Star Island. Alexandra, thank you so much, so very much for speaking with us, and I hope you have a great winter out there.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.